Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, could we see comebacks from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? If Jeremy Fowler and Arthur Blank have anything to say about it, the answer is going to be hell no. But we'll get to Belichick in a second. Here was Tom Brady on the Deep Cut podcast. This got a lot of run last week into this week when he was asked towards the end of the podcast about any chance that you would be coming back to play this season.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in an NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Okay. So that leaving the door open there, that got a lot of run last week. I asked Ted Johnson. Teddy ended up texting me back, Seth, and said, oh, yeah. We were talking about it a ton this morning. He sent me a picture of him on, probably with the morning show on 98.5 up there, and they were chopping it up about Brady up there.
I would imagine if I were in New England, my immediate and first thought would be, sure. I mean, if Tom Brady wants to come in and be a bridge QB and, you know, maybe make a run of it. Now, I don't know if the Patriots, frankly, are where the best football fit for Tom Brady right this moment. If I were Tom Brady, I'm only coming back if I've got, like, a team that's fit and ready to be a championship
team. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he went to Tampa, and he had a couple stud receivers there. And you know, they had built up the defense. It just it was different. It was different. I don't know about the Patriots right now. I think that the way that he answered so casually and easily there, like, he didn't even really have to think about it. And I told you, I went back and watched that entire podcast.
Yep.
It was an hour and 5 minutes long, the actual interview part. And right at an hour and 5 minutes is when that question was asked. So it was either, it felt almost like it was a plant, like it was a planted question, like that was going to be the last question. And maybe he was floating his name out there right a few weeks before the draft when maybe you put the seed in people's brains. Yeah. And some of the teams that are thinking about a quarterback start thinking, well, if we want to trade up, you know, like a team like, I don't know, perhaps the Vikings, if they want to trade up, but it doesn't work out. They know in the back of their mind, like, oh, there is the Brady.
There is that,
scenario.
Yeah, he is better than Sam Darnold. Yeah, yeah, that kind of
and,
thing.
And the one thing that Brady had mentioned was, you know, if he becomes an owner, so for those of you who don't know what he's talking about there, he put in a bid to become a 10% owner of
big
the
chunk,
Raiders.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty big. That would be like a $600 million chunk.
Well, they were charging him way less than that. That was the big issue that other owners had. Yeah, they were.
So the NFL is, they have to approve him as an owner. And then if he were approved as an owner, currently you're not allowed to play for a team if you own a part of any team.
That's
either.
Right.
Even if you own that team. Even though I think that would be a splendid idea if guys had to actually have ownership shares in the teams
yeah,
that they play for.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so like that's there'd be some obstacles, and I wonder if he just wants to, at the very least, keep his options open.
Maybe.
So he's kind of throwing it out there, maybe trying to like rattle the cage a little bit to get the NFL to move on something.
The people at Fox have to be beside themselves when they hear this stuff. Like, what the hell, man? Like, we got to
mention Greg Olson.
Greg Olson, yeah, sure.
All right, buddy.
Yeah,
like,
thanks,
all
man.
Right, yeah. Good job throwing the little football around all those years, but come on. The adults are in the room, and I'm the best dude there is right now at Fox.
Well, if we're to believe Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, Greg Olson may be able to rest easy just in terms of clarity of what it's going to look like coming up this year.
I've heard minimal traction about this in NFL circles, and I've talked to several scouts who said, like, he didn't look very motivated 2 years ago. I know he had some numbers that we're talking about, but he looked pretty cooked and had like he had no interest in taking hits in the pocket. So we're now talking about 2 years later, he's ready to suit up. So I don't know. He's supposed to be a part owner of the Raiders eventually.
Well, where are we with that now?
He could just
he's supposed to be that. He's supposed to be the lead analyst on Fox. He's supposed to be a lot of things.
Supposed to be a lot of things.
He's sitting there getting a haircut.
He's a quarterback.
He's talking about coming back and playing football at the end of the day.
He's
going
to be 47. I don't know.
He's getting a haircut. What kind of football player gets a haircut? Sitting there getting a haircut when you should be training?
If you didn't know that, if you didn't know the Brady quotes came from a barber podcast, you would have no clue. he's getting a haircut. What are you talking about?
I would think it was some kind of contract maneuvering.
He's taking
a haircut
a metaphor,
to come back to the Raiders
or
something.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's taking a haircut on how much he's going to pay or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the thing. Two things to remember. One, Jeremy Fowler was also the guy who very snidely went along with the narrative that the Texans weren't going to take a quarterback.
Yep.
So he doesn't always know what's going on
True.
With the various teams.
Yep.
Two, and it's this. Yes, Brady looked like he didn't want to be out there 2 years ago. I think sometimes people go a little too far in trying to stay out of people's personal business when you have to remember and recognize he was going through a damn divorce.
Yeah.
That year.
Yep.
He mysteriously missed time during training camp.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm even speculating here. Has anybody in the history of divorces ever gone through a divorce without it affecting them somehow at work?
No. No. Firsthand, yes.
I'm sure there's a few, actually.
Yeah. Some, it's probably
the
very liberating.
Yeah. The whole reason there's a divorce is because nothing affects this
one
dude.
Less
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's exactly what happened. And obviously, he was 45 years old at the time. There's going to be a decline. But I do think the one thing during that podcast that he had said, not directly related to coming back, but he was just talking about his mental preparation and everything.
Yeah.
He said that he never felt in his career, it was very rare that he felt that when they lost because he hadn't prepared enough.
Yeah.
He could be okay with things as long as he knew that he had prepared and done everything, that sometimes you're just not going to win the game. And I wonder if he thinks back to that final season of his where he's going through a divorce and, discussions about custody, whatever, everything that goes into that. And the very reason reportedly for the divorce was because he decided to play football again. That he probably, I wouldn't be surprised if there were multiple games in that season where he looked back on it and thought, man, I just really, that wasn't me.
Yeah,
that's not my
routine.
That's not my preparation. I couldn't put the preparation.
Maybe now he can. He's got all that behind him. Let's get to this Belichick thing. Belichick, who we know wanted to be, he talked to the Falcons about being their head coach, right?
Yeah.
He interviewed with Arthur Blank. That was the only team that got to that stage with Belichick to where it looked like he was a heavy favorite to get that job at one point.
So there's this article that just came out on ESPN.com. I saw this by Ari Myrov, the kid that does all the
aggregating.
Aggregating. But they did this report, and these are the main bullet points. It's just crazy. Been a lot of discussion about how Belichick didn't get a job this year, wasn't offered a job, what have you. According to the synopsis of this article, Falcons owner Arthur Blank called Patriots owner Robert Kraft after his first meeting with Bill Belichick this offseason for their head coaching job. Kraft warned Blank not to trust Belichick.
Wow.
A source close to Belichick said Kraft was a big part of why the Falcons passed on him on hiring him this offseason. And a spokesman for Kraft strongly denied that Kraft said anything disparaging whatsoever. This is after, according to this article, Belichick assured Arthur Blank in the two meetings that he wasn't seeking the total control he had for most of his 24 seasons in New England. He pledged to work with the team's existing group of decision makers, including general manager Terry Fontenot. Belichick also knew that Blank had checked his references with a group that included Patriots owner Bob Kraft and his son Jonathan. So I'll tell you what. This does fall in line with what a lot of people from New England or who follow the Patriots dynasty have believed. Like that most recent documentary, Sean, that you watched.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if it sounds like a lot of people feel like it was almost a hit piece on Belichick, that it painted Kraft and Brady in extremely flattering tones, but that it was kind of brutal on Belichick.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair categorization or characterization of the documentary for sure. Yeah, now I don't know to what degree that was intentional. Like, I don't, you know, this, you know, unfortunately for Belichick, people watch that documentary. This is now their version of the truth, you know? That Belichick was the heel in all this, and that Tom Brady and Robert Kraft were victims is probably overstating it a little bit, but they, you know, there was something more noble to their efforts than with Bill Belichick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So in the actual article, it says, in a conversation with Blank, Kraft delivered a stark assessment of Belichick's character, according to a source who spoke to two people, a close Kraft friend and a longtime Belichick confidant.
Okay.
The source quoted the Belichick source as saying, Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill. That account was backed up, the source said, by the close Kraft friend.
Okay. So who's the bad guy here? Is it Belichick? Is it Kraft? Is anybody a bad guy? Like, is it
Kraft?
Yeah,
it's Kraft. Kraft is the Jerry.
Shouldn't
Jones
have done
role.
That.
Like, dude, yeah, you gotta, man, just shut your trap. It's been 20 years. Like, you owe more to Arthur. Do you owe more to Arthur? Do you owe more to Arthur Blank than you do to Belichick?
I think sometimes these owners feel like that fraternity of ownership does carry more weight than loyal employee. I'm not saying all owners are like that. But we know it's kind of a boys' club, man. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Kraft somehow feels like he's been through just as much with Arthur Blank negotiating collective bargaining agreements and whatnot as he's been with Belichick winning six Super Bowls. You know?
I feel like, you know, like just as it is with Jerry Jones, Sean, there's always that element with a billionaire, a self-made billionaire, where you just there is something in them that is just so hyper competitive, or oftentimes they're so hyper competitive, and part of that sometimes is that they want to be the one.
Yeah,
like I need to be the one that gets the credit.
Yep.
I need to.
Yeah.
People need to know and understand, or just because they genuinely believe that. And I feel like this is no less petty than all of the things that Jerry Jones couldn't let go of. If this is true, that Bob Kraft just you can't just let an awesome thing be an awesome thing and then move on your way. You know, I just. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. God, he makes me feel kind of bad for Belichick. I can't believe... What is this feeling that I'm feeling right now?
It kind of makes me want to see Belichick come back and get a job in the AFC.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, right? Okay. I don't know,
and
man.
And at the same time, I'd kind of like Belichick to be able to enjoy his later years in life.
No, I need him there for my enjoyment, not his enjoyment.
I need him to step away from the fray. I want him to be down there fishing with Jimmy Johnson, you know? I want him to get just super, like, way too tan and just be out there drinking beer every day with Jimmy Johnson.
We've got two recent examples now this week where if you're looking for a rule to live by, if you're waiting for good news, take a nap. That's when the good stuff happens. We've got two examples of that now in 2 days. That's coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.